So how do you voice up the different characters when you are narrating an audiobook? Yeah, how do you actually do that? We've been speaking over the last couple of days about the main characters, the main one specifically, and also other similarly main characters. So maybe the Harry Potter and the Hermione and the Ron as well, and some of those main characters. How do you voice up the more minor characters? I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds in Harry Potter. Do you really have to have a different accent, a different character voice for every single one of those? Well, no, you don't need a totally unique voice for every single character. I mean, listeners know you're telling a story. You're not pretending to be different characters or that the production has got a cast of hundreds. Have changes in your voice, yeah. But don't worry about creating 30 or 40 different characters because some of them will only have a line or two. Sometimes you might come across a scene with similar characters in, yeah? They could be talking with each other. You could have a phrase that says something like, "The four friends, Bob, Dave, James and Pete, each cracked open a beer and started talking about what had just happened." So how will you make each voice distinctive from the other? How's Bob and Dave and James and Pete all going to sound different? Well, consider elements such as pitch, nasality, rhythm, speed, all of which we've spoken about before. And if they're minor characters appearing only once, then differentiation, as I say, is less important. On the whole, remember, you're not acting each character. You just have to give a flavour of the personalities, not a full exposition. You're illustrating a character, not putting on a voice. The voice comes from the characteristics of the person. So you act the character rather than purely giving them a voice. Just enough is enough. If you're too over the top, then the listener will hear you and not the story. So you don't need to shout or scream as the actual character might do. Use some mic technique, pull back from the mic, make it immersive without blasting the listener, raise your voice. But if it says, "James shouted across the room," you don't really have to scream. You just project a little bit more, have a bit more energy, warn your sound engineer that's what you're going to be doing, make sure your levels are right, and then carry on. Because don't forget, your voice, especially with an audiobook, is likely to be going directly into your listener's ear. That's it for today. Tomorrow, more potential problems when voicing audiobook characters as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.